Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. What you are about to hear was originally recorded in 2010 as research for my book, Public Speaking Superpowers. After going through all this content, I've decided to release these 80-plus recordings as a bi-weekly podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. Today, I'm speaking with Anthony Cudjo, a certified master trainer, nutritionist, and recognized women's fitness expert. Anthony has more than 25 years experience in the fitness industry. For 10 years, he was a motivational speaker for FEW, food, exercise, and water. He has given presentations in more than 750 cities throughout the U.S. at health clubs, hospitals, corporations, and churches. Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers, Anthony.
Thank you so much, Karma. It is great to be here with you and also your viewers and listeners, and just an absolute blessing and a pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity to serve.
You're very welcome. Just so listeners can get a feel for your unique expertise, could you tell us a little about your journey to success in public speaking?
Well, I tell you what, Karma, it started at a very young age for me. At the age of 19, I felt like I had a calling in my life to do something greater than just be an athlete. You know, I started pursuing fitness and found out that I had a major passion for that. I also found that a lot of people that came to me as far as clients were concerned needed a lot more education and knowledge, of course, because as we grow up in high school, college, and in younger ages, we're never taught how to take care of our bodies properly. So I found that education was something that I started leaning more towards, and I found that I had a gift when it came to motivating the unmotivated and getting people focused on taking better care of themselves and creating more value when it came to their health. So that's kind of how I slowly started moving towards public speaking, and I found that being able to help people in a larger scale versus one-on-one, being able to help hundreds and thousands of people at one time, it really turned me on to be able to do that. I've continued to do it, and I think that's what I'll be doing until they put me in the ground, to be honest with you.
Good for you. So given your particular experience, do you believe that public speaking is a learned skill or something we're born being able to do, and why do you feel that way?
Well, Karma, you know, this is going to be coming from a very unique perspective because of the clients that I've dealt with and people that have come to me and have told me things that they desire in their lives, but they're not able to accomplish them for whatever reason. They've got blockages of some sort, emotional, physical, or spiritual blockages, and we have to work through those. But I'm here to tell everyone that's listening to my voice today that whatever you desire to become, you have the ability within you. It's already been given to you at your point of birth. It just takes focus, and you've got to work that skill. So to answer your question, do I think that it's something you're born with, or do I think something that's learned? I think it's both. I was born with the ability to do it, but I had to learn how to harvest that ability and nurture that ability and master that ability. So it's a little bit of both. I don't take responsibility for this. It's a gift that's been given to me, and I think it's a gift that everybody has, but you choose what you're going to walk in life. You choose to be powerful or you choose to be pitiful. I choose to be powerful. I choose to believe I can do anything that I want to do. If I put my mind to it and my effort to it and I'm consistent about my behavior, I understand that eventually over time it's going to show up. If you look at anything else in your life that you've done, you've committed to it consistently, and next thing you know, you've become a master in it. Same thing happens with speaking. You just got to overcome your fear.
Very well put. Imagine that you are a public speaking superhero. What do you believe would be your main superpowers?
Mind control. Nothing ever manifests in your life until you first think about it. And once you think about it, you have a choice to believe in it or not believe in it. If you don't believe in it, then you won't take action. And if you don't take action, it will never manifest for you. If you believe in it, then you take action, then you take consistent action, and then next thing you know, it's manifested for you. Especially over the 25 years of me being a personal trainer, a lifestyle coach, and a nutritionist, I have realized that if I don't get in my client's head, if I don't get them to believe that they can achieve what they want to achieve, the goal that they may have, regardless of how big or how small it is, then I'm not going to be able to get them there. They have to believe it first. So if I had a superpower, I would love to be a person that can just control other people's minds to make them believe in the best that they can become and that they can have everything they want out of life if they're willing to work for it and be consistent about it. So yes, I would be somebody who would control your mind.
But in a way, you actually have the sort of the precursor to that, because although you may not be able to control someone else's mind, you are able to influence it.
Absolutely. What I do is I get people to understand and come to their own truth. That's it. That's what life coaching is all about. I don't tell you what's true for you. I don't tell you what you should do or what you shouldn't do. I listen to what you want to do. I listen to what your desires are. And then I help you to move the obstacles out of the way, the things that are holding you back. All I do is I help you to identify those things. We come up with a strategy of how to overcome those things, and then we continue to move forward. So, again, just helping people to understand who they really are as human beings. I mean, we are such powerful creatures. It's unreal of what we can accomplish on this earth if we'll just have the faith, just a little bit of faith, have the desire, and be willing to do the work. It can happen for you.
Right. If someone wanted to develop that ability to influence an audience so that they could find their own truth, what advice would you give that person?
Well, the first thing I would say is do not ever speak about something you don't have a passion for, okay? Because passion comes across. The genuineness of your passion, your audience will feel that. They don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. That's the first thing that you have to come to terms with. Then whatever you're passionate about, you got to do your research. Because there's so much information out there today, you got to do your research so that you can become an expert on that particular subject or whatever you decide you're going to do and become an expert on. So the first thing I would say is have your passion, make sure you have faith, believe in what you are trying to accomplish, make sure you are very informed on the topic of discussion or whatever you decide that you're going to master, make sure you are highly educated in that and you've done your research and you've done your due diligence, and then go out there and start speaking to people. You know, and I tell you who I started off with first was my family. I knew that they wouldn't boo me. I knew that they wouldn't throw things at least some of them wouldn't. But it was my circle of comfort, you know what I mean? I mean, those were people I knew. It was easy for me to stand in front of them and talk with them. And then once I mastered my communication abilities and being able to talk to my family, because that's your hardest audience, to be honest with you. I mean, they'll support you, but yet they don't tend to listen to you that much, especially when you're talking about health and wellness. But anyway, after I accomplished that, I was able to go out and start speaking to small groups. First, I started in churches where there were small groups of people that would come together and listen to what I had to say. And then eventually I evolved into corporations and then hospitals and doctors. And now, you know, I speak to hundreds and thousands of people at a time. So I started off very small, and that's what I would tell people to do. It's just like when you learn how to ride a bike. You know, you have your training wheels on, you get your bearings, you get your faith and ability that you're able to ride the bike without the training wheels, and then eventually you ask mom and dad to take them off. And then even though they're taking off, you still wobble a little bit, but you're still riding. You're still committed to learning how to master riding a bike. And then over time, with consistent behavior, you're able to ride a bike. And next thing you know, you're popping wheelies, jumping off the curb, doing, you know, all these little tricks, and you're very good at what you're doing. So the same thing happens in life, and the same thing happens with speaking.
Right. You know, it reminds me of I think it's Santa Claus is Coming to Town, where Kris Kringle has met with the evil warlock, and he melts the ice around us, and now the warlock has to learn how to walk. They have this whole song about take one foot and put it in front of the other. And soon you'll be walking through that door. So it's like, just take one step at a time, baby steps. Your goal may be the stars, but, you know, first get to the moon, then the planets, and eventually you'll get there.
That's absolutely correct. And, you know, one of the key ingredients to any success, no matter what you choose to do in life, the key ingredient that you're going to need, and it will be challenged and it will be tested, and that's your patience. But you've got to get patience in this process. So, you know, things don't show up the way you think. There's been plenty of times I've went to events and I thought hundreds of people were going to show up, 50 people showed up. I mean, I went to an event in Virginia Beach at one time. I was speaking to the NAACP, and the guy told me 300 people were going to be there. Do you know how many people actually showed up for that event? Four.
Oh, my God. I thought at least 25.
No. Four people showed up. But you know what? I gave them the same amount of energy. I gave them the same show. I gave them the same passion and commitment as if 300 would have showed up.
And that's really something that speaks to your integrity as a speaker. It shouldn't matter the size of the audience.
I'll tell you, Carmen, it goes back to me, passion piece. I have a passion. I mean, you and I, we had a great conversation before we started recording today, and we talked about a lot of great things, the things that you had passion about, things I had passion about. And fitness and health and wellness, I have passion about it. I will talk to one person or I'll talk to 1,000 people. It doesn't make a difference, and the message is going to be the same. Take care of yourself. It is your responsibility. If you have that passion, you're able to talk to small groups, and then you're able to talk to larger groups as well. But again, like you said, it's one step at a time, one foot in front of the other, and you'll get there.
And another thing I think that speaking about something that you're passionate about helps with is the nerves. Because, I mean, you're probably going to be nervous at the beginning, but once you start getting into your presentation, the passion sort of takes over and the nerves sort of dissipate.
What people don't understand is, watch this, and this is from the fitness side of the table, Karma. Your adrenal glands are supposed to create adrenaline, which we call nerves. You're nervous. That's energy.
Right.
Now, what you do with that energy, you can let that energy defeat you, or you can channel that energy to propel you forward in life and make you who you want to be and create what you really want out of life. So I love when I go out on the stage and I'm nervous. I take that energy and I direct it in a positive way towards my audience, and then they bring that energy back to me in a positive way. So it's a synergistic exchange of energy. So I tell people, if you're nervous, that's a good thing. You'll never stop being nervous. I've been speaking for 15 years, and every single time I get in front of a group of people, I'm nervous. So embrace that.
You know, one person I spoke with actually mentioned that there's really no difference in how you feel between nerves, being nervous, and being excited. It's the same feeling. It's just how you interpret it in your mind.
Yes, ma'am. Now you see why I want to be a superpower mind control guy.
That's true.
Everything comes back to our mind. It's how we perceive things. It's how we see things. It's what we believe in. I mean, the mind is an amazing, amazing organism. And do you know this? Your brain consumes more calories than any other organ in your body.
I have heard that, yes.
It's an amazing thing. The brain is the hungriest organ in the body because it never turns off. Even when you're sleeping, it's going. When you wake up, it's going. It's going all the time. So, you know, my thing is, why not use that brain power to help you get what you want out of life and help you get where you want to be in life? That mind is a very, very strong thing. What they say, the mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Very true.
Everything is attainable in life. And I know we say that so casually and cavalier to our kids. And, you know, as we become adults, we tend to not believe in that anymore because we become jaded by our experiences and our downfalls and our shortcomings. So we start to believe that we can't do things. It's so amazing to me, Karma, that as I deal with an adult, that they are so much quicker to believe in what they can't become and what they can't do versus what they can become and what they can do. And then
yeah.
I deal with children. And children are so open. They're like, they want it all. They believe in it all. They have no fear. They have no doubt. And, you know, it's just amazing how as we get older, we lose those very essential characteristics that we need to continue to keep us successful in life.
I think a lot of it's because we allow ourselves to let go of the magic in life.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. You're absolutely correct. You know, when clients come to me and they're overweight and they're 60, 70 pounds overweight and they say, well, I don't understand what happened. You kind of lost the lifestyle that you had when you were younger. You're not moving as much. You're not eating as much. You know, you don't believe in yourself as much. And so now you just become an overweight, unhealthy, unhappy person. So all you have to do is just flip that coin over and do the opposite of what you're doing right now. Start eating better. Start exercising on a regular basis. Start moving more. Start believing in yourself again. Start laughing more like you did when you were a child. As we become adults, we just don't laugh like we used to. And laughing is healing for the body. The body will heal itself when you're laughing and you're happy. Your body starts to release certain enzymes and hormones that heal your body. So it's just about understanding who you are, understanding what you really want, not compromising on that, not being fearful, understanding that that excitement, that energy within you, it's good. Use that. And just understand, if you believe you can accomplish it, you're absolutely correct. If you believe that you cannot accomplish it, you're also absolutely correct.
Right. Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes, ma'am. And you know all about that. I've seen your website. I see what you do. You are a powerful woman. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. Thank you. Well, thank you so much for sharing your enthusiasm, experience, and knowledge with us today on Public Speaking Superpowers, Anthony.
It's been an absolute blessing. And in closing, I'd like to say to all your listeners and readers that you can become anything that you desire. Do not let anyone stand in your way. Do not let anything deter you. If you really want it, go get it. I am so for people manifesting what they want out of their lives, but you cannot do it if you are fearful and if you're faithless. If you don't have any faith and you're walking around in fear, it's not going to manifest for you, and then that's going to birth frustration, which will birth doubt, and the next thing you know, you're giving up on all your dreams, and next thing you're living that woulda, coulda, shoulda lifestyle, and I don't want anyone to live that lifestyle. I want everybody to get what they want out of life and enjoy life the way God purposed for all of us to.
Amen. Well, this brings me to the end of today's session of Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence, signing off.
Because this was recorded a few years back, I've cut the speaker's contact information from the recording because it may have been out of date. If you would like to learn more about today's speaker, go to publicspeakingsuperpowers.com/featured speakers and click on his picture. I'm working to keep the information there as fresh as possible.